Hey guys, it's Chad. Just wanted to give you a little intro to this coaches roundtable that we decided to have to kind of sum up what our thoughts were on the 2018 CrossFit Open from a coach's perspective, from the athlete's perspective, meaning the coaches as athletes, and from kind of what we saw the members going through. So we had this idea in our last coaches meeting last week, and we really just thought it'd be cool to share our thoughts with you guys. And we also have a little coaches pick MVP snuck in at the end, so make sure you watch the whole thing and give us some feedback. If you like this, maybe we'll do something like this more often to keep you guys in the loop. So enjoy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. All right. We are going to do a coaches roundtable today. This is something that came out of a coaches meeting last week when we were talking about how the open went for us as athletes, coaches, and the members, and we just thought it was a great idea, so we're doing it. We're really doing it.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are gonna go. We got a list here, got 10 questions, and we're gonna go around the horn, and we're gonna start at the top. Put the first question out there. We're just gonna kind of get the discussion going that way. All right. So the first question, and I'll take a stab at it, and then let it kind of flow this way. Around the horn, is are you happy with your performance in the open this year? And kind of elaborate on it. I said personally, for me, I'm pretty happy with it for the most part. I had pretty good scores, and I had consistent training leading up to it, which was something that consistent training for an entire year from open to open, which is something I've had a hard time doing in years past. So that was like just the training consistency win for me was big. There was a look in answering this question, I really looked at last year and the year before, and there was a little bit wider split for me between my good scores and my bad scores. Like my good ones were really good and my bad ones were like, I shouldn't say bad, they were less good than the previous year. Whereas the previous year, my scores were a little flatter. There were some good ones, but most of them were about the same. So I have some things that I want to do to address that and make them more even and well-rounded. Because that's in the spirit of CrossFit, right? We want to be broadly good at all things, right? So for me, a takeaway was that just continuing to, you know, hammer on the consistency, because it adds up like compounding interest, right? Like it may seem insignificant at the time, but consistency is essentially like an investment that's compounding daily in yourself, in your health and fitness. So for me, I want to try to take it up. My goal was 3 days unconditionally last year, and that's what I defined as consistent training. But this year I want to go to 4, and maybe in some weeks push for 5. And that's going to help me, my overall training, the volume. I do want 1 or 2 days that are hard, like intentionally hard, like threshold style, like I'm pushing myself significantly outside of my comfort zone. So for me, that was number one. You want to go next? Take a stab at it?
Sure. Overall, where am I supposed to go? overall, I think I did pretty well. I didn't have any expectations this year. I had this conversation with a lot of athletes of not putting such big expectations on yourself and just kind of seeing where the cards fall. If you put in the training, it kind of shows. And I feel like for me, the past few months, I've put in the training, and I think it showed where I haven't been putting in the training as well, with the strength. But I think overall I had a good mindset, and it showed that I've been training. So In years past, I've kind of let my mind and my mental aspect get the best of me, and I don't think I let that happen this year. So I feel really happy with that. I think it shows that I've been hitting the gym consistently, and same kind of theme here is that I want to continue being consistent, not just showing up, but also setting goals for myself and not just working on things that I like pull-ups and burpees, but maybe adding in things like strength to actually work on my weaknesses. So I'm happy overall.
And I think you showed a desire to do that, but maybe more consistent plan to support that, right? Not just, oh, I got a couple extra minutes, I'm gonna squat, but maybe you actually set up a month's worth of squatting, and you don't necessarily micromanage it to the day, but you say, I want to get this squat session in at some point this week, and where it fits into your week is kind of where up to you, you know, and how the week is running. So just maybe a little bit more planning into that weakness, right? Mm-hmm. Cool.
Thank you. All right, so just kind of piggyback off what Wara said, I mean, I feel like I didn't really go into this year with any like set expectations, but I mean, I think I had my best open ever in terms of I did every workout RX, which was, that was kind of a goal for me going into this year. And I mean, I hit a couple PRs and
I really close on a muscle up a couple times.
I think that was more of also like a mental thing though, kind of getting over that hump of just being up in the air, I guess, because I haven't practiced it, and that's one of the things that, I mean, that's a question later on down, but
Well, before you actually get into it, I heard something really cool about you yesterday. Kevin O'Brien said that he gave him, like, you the credit for his muscle up that he got last week, and he was like, Meredith helped me get this muscle up with her tips, and he was like, which is amazing, because, like, I don't know if she has a muscle up, but she knows how to do one up here, and I was like, listen, that's all it takes, is to know how to do it.
Those who can't do, teach, right?
There you go. So, I just thought that was cool to hear, and he was very excited about it. I was stretching, and he was like, hey! I got muscle up last week. Muscle, bro. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so I mean, for
it's freshest in your mind right now, right? Like, you're trying to learn it, and that is a very powerful coaching experience and skill set, right?
Yeah.
Like, how many of us know what it's like to right now to not be able to do a pull up? We've lost a little bit of touch with what it's like to not be able to do that, right?
Yeah.
So, it's as time goes on,
we take it for granted.
We take it a little bit for granted, right? But with a muscle up, you're right in the mix with that, like knowing and feeling what people are going through, trying that frustration and trying to get it. So that's really cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was happy with this year. I mean, there's obviously some, you know, drastic holes in my gymnastics game, but, you know, that's something to work on. But yeah, mentality wise, like when I saw the workouts laid out, I was just like, okay, you know, I'm going to do what I can. And then after that, and it, you know, it is what it is. So yeah, I was happy with the way that mentally I didn't let the fact that, like, seemed like every workout, like, my strength was paired with like my absolute weakness, like deadlifts was with muscle ups, and then
I would look at that as a positive.
No, yeah, with handstands, deadlifts with a handstand, and then double unders were with muscle ups. So I was just like,
I would view that as a positive because it prevented those weaknesses from destroying you.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I worked out with.
Yeah.
Like handstand push-ups and ring muscle.
And you got three handstand push-ups now.
Yeah.
I did. I redid, and that was one thing too.
Oh,
like,
good.
I chose to redid. I redid two workouts and got better on both of them.
Good.
So that was also a win.
Good.
Yeah.
Is my turn?
Yeah.
I think the open went probably exactly how I expected it to. I have not had the training consistency lately, so I kind of went into it like, oh, I don't know about this. But it showed exactly where I am, and it was kind of nice because I thought I had lost a lot more than I did with my training consistency, but I was still able to work through those hard workouts and push myself when the time called you to push for yourself, to push yourself. So I think that was a good takeaway. Yeah, I'd like to be more consistent.
And you still
year.
Had fun with it,
but,
too.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
You showed that it doesn't. You don't necessarily have to be like ultra
at the top of your game to have fun.
Yeah,
in the open.
And like ultra focused on the results to have fun and to enjoy the open, which is where I think some of our members might benefit from.
Yeah.
You know, seeing like it's not just about the numbers, it's about the experience.
Sure.
And it is fun regardless of,
yeah,
of
cool
your mindset going in.
And the other, like, I've never really had that mental stress going into it though. I just approach working out a little bit differently.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's just a workout. I don't, it's not really that big of a stress for me. So I don't ever struggle with that, and I didn't again this year, but yeah, maybe taking a step back and saying, I know I'm not gonna PR this workout, but I'm just gonna do my best and I'm gonna have fun with that.
You still did 12 ring muscle ups.
I still did 12 ring muscle ups, yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thinking about next year, I mean, even if the training tendency stays roughly the same, you could set some skill-based goals in there, right? Like, maybe you want to get your muscle-ups to the point where you can handle doubles,
yeah,
right? Because it doesn't take, it takes some practice and a little bit of volume work on the muscle-up to be able to do that, but it doesn't take, like, you being in tip-top shape to handle that.
Well, see, the thing I thought was my weakest, maybe this is later, is in that muscle workout, what was that, two?
Three. Yeah.
I could have gotten a couple bar muscle-ups too,
yeah,
but I didn't have the capacity to get there.
Yeah.
After 14, like after 10 minutes, I was like, I'm too tired for this, you know?
Yeah.
Just because
the training
hasn't
been
there.
Your last set of double unders kind of fell apart.
Yeah. So I think that my skills haven't really gone down, but my capacity has.
Yeah.
That slowed me down. Same thing with the handstand walk workout. I'm not sure if I could have done a handstand walk, but I didn't even get close to trying. Whereas if I had been training more consistently and had more capacity,
yeah,
I would have been.
Deadlifts, handstand pushups, like that's
yeah,
your jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do Diane in much less time than I
yeah,
did.
Yeah. You weren't limited by the scale of the movements. It was just pure capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is exactly where I thought I'd be.
Yeah. But again, I think it's an overall, it's a good, it's still a good story to get out there and,
yeah,
and show people that it's not just for the ultra competitive of the gym. It's for everybody to have a good time and learn a little bit about themselves. That's what this whole thing is about, is learning a little bit about, you know, where you've come over the past year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's funny because I feel almost the opposite. I have the work capacity, generally speaking, but my skills aren't there. So short answer, no, I was not happy with my performance in the open of like the two workouts that I did. I feel like the open definitely held up a mirror to me and was like, look, like it was a reflection on my priorities and I don't know, I guess the past year of training, like, the first workout went pretty well, I guess, considering, but it was also just, like, I did it 7:30 on Monday, like,
and then signed up,
and then signed up at
7:57. Goal number one, sign up.
We'll sign up for you.
Add you to the team, that's
yes,
the other thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was the thing that had to be
done. I didn't either. I thought we had until Wednesday to do that, but even so.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Now we know. So yeah, it was very reflective of, like, I didn't have a lot of time and energy of myself to give this open, and that made me sad because I realized, like, my priorities have shifted from the past. Like, I used to be excited for the workouts and, like, get really nervous, and then this year it was like, oh my gosh, it's Monday and I haven't done it yet. Like, that kind of thing. I just, like, again, like, I realized that my trade, like, I will show up to work out, but it's, like, maintenance, right? Like, I look forward to working out so much. Unfortunately, because of kettlebells, I've been able to maintain a certain amount of strength, and because I like cardio, I have been able to maintain my engine, but, like, I'm not putting in the work for skills. Like, I should have muscle-ups by now. I don't have them. Because you have to be consistent in the quality of your training. Like, I'm consistent in the frequency, but I'm not consistent in my skill work, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not doing the planning, I'm not doing the structure. Like, I read an interesting thing that was about, like, the most common female weaknesses in approach to training, and it's like, you know, too much emphasis on volume, not enough emphasis on skill work, too many circuits. Like, and I was like, wow, each point hit home really hard with how I do my training. And I was like, yeah, like, if you know, for me, like, my weakness is gymnastics. I've never had to work so hard to get a skill before. I can't just show up and get double unders like I did. I can't just show up and,
yeah,
you know, make progress in my deadlift because I've been doing a bunch of erector work for kettlebells. Like, need to, like, sit there and put in the time to build the skill and it's not just going to be given to me.
Yeah, didn't you casually hit a 3 rep max over your 1 yesterday?
I did.
Yeah. Just like, wait, I think I just PR'd by doing it 3 times more than my previous 1 rep max.
That's relatable.
Yeah, yeah. As side note, but yeah. Congrats on that. I think, you know, similar situation. It's about, you know, you, your life, and your priorities. Like, mm-hmm. Nobody can tell you what your goals should be, right? I can help you frame goals based on what you want to do in life, but if you don't want it, and I mean really want it, right? Like, there's a difference between saying you want something and really wanting it, right? You gotta want it. And if it's something you really want, then we start to try to frame realistic, you know, actionable, performance-based goals that we can measure and repeat, observe, measure, and repeat. But I think it should only, like, your experience in those 2 workouts should only motivate you, I think, to want it. It just shows you what you're capable of. And maybe you could take that 2 ways. Well, I'm just really fit naturally. Or it's, man, what did I tell you yesterday? Imagine if you tried. Yeah.
No, but that's motivating.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, no, I didn't take that as an insult.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a good thing. It's like, oh, look at the potential if, you know, you, like, you know, reframe.
But you can't kill yourself in the process either, right? It's got to be, you got to be able to find a way to make it work in your life. Right?
Yeah. The other eye-opening part was, like, the taking, which I know already, I don't take care of my body. And then I get injured, and it's like, what happened? Well,
I think
you don't warm up, and you don't mobilize, and you don't do everything that you say that you're supposed to do, and preach to everyone else, and incorporate your classes, then, like, can't
you
be surprised?
Listen, we're all guilty of that, though.
Yes.
You know? We're all guilty of that.
100%. They're guilty.
We're coaching to an ideal, but we're still human. So just because we coach to an ideal doesn't mean we follow that ideal. It means that we try and strive to hit that ideal, but we're still human just like everybody else, right? What do you got, Leon?
Oh, boy.
All right. So I was actually happy with the open as far as, you know, I was able to do some of the workouts, still dealing with the knee stuff. So, and if I couldn't do the workouts as written, I found a way to do them somehow. Some modified version of it. So you can do that, by the way, modify things. So I was really happy with it. What I took away from it the most was that I'm still pretty fit. I can still handle a lot of things, even though with this injury, I've had to dial things back. My strength is still relatively there. So I was pretty happy with it overall. And I didn't have any stress going into it, right? So I was like, this score doesn't even matter. Like, I can just go have fun with it, which made me do better.
Like, and that's the second year, because last year we had a little hiccup with the signups. The second year in a row that you've kind of gone through the open without that stress.
Which I love.
Do you worry about when that comes back? Like, are you going to be mentally prepared to handle that when it comes back?
I think so. I've competed enough times to, like, I know. Like, I still had nerves going into it, but then I did just talk myself off of it to be like, listen, it's working out, man. It's every day. So, open never really gets me nervous to begin with. It's like something I've said to all the, like, classes, like, you've done harder workouts throughout the year. The only difference is now someone's counting your reps.
Yeah.
It's really when you're going to submit a score for the world to see.
Yeah.
It's no different than punching it into Wattify and the rest of the gym can see. So it's the same thing. So that doesn't really, that stuff doesn't really bother me too much.
That's good. I wish I could feel the same.
I've just been seasoned to it, right? This was this would have been my, seventh open, sixth open, something like that.
Yeah.
So, and all of them have been like, oh, let's go to regional. So it's like, there's always been that pressure from day one. So it's just something that you get used to. So overall, I had fun with it.
And then again, back to Karen's point, like, that's what should anchor your participation in it. It shouldn't be.
Oh, I'm gonna try to win.
It shouldn't just be a side effect for some people that do the open.
Yeah.
The fact that it's this big, high energy community worldwide event brings us all together for 5 weeks in a different way, makes it fun in a way. It should hopefully be fun. And if you didn't have fun in the open this year for some reason,
asking questions
here or here, right? Like, it's got to be, we got to talk about why was that, you know? For me, one of the problems is that kind of pre-workout anxiety piece of it. Like, that's something I have a hard time with. I get really wound up.
But talking about what you said earlier about yourself, how you're going to give yourself those hard days, I think if you go into those hard days, that's going to make you feel a lot better from like this one, like, man, I'm a little nervous for this day.
Well,
one workout is going to be nothing.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that has made it harder for me is I've stopped looking at the workouts ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I just show up and I look and I do it.
Yeah.
And that's actually,
easy.
That's made it harder for me. It's made it easier for me to train, but harder for me in the open because I'm not conditioned to that pre-workout anxiety anymore because I don't give myself the opportunity to have it. So it's nice, but I think it also may hurt me.
Why don't you just do the workouts on Thursday night at 8:30 when they're announced?
I could just do my first flyby right at 8:30,
yeah.
But I normally coach the first class, so if we'd have to change the schedule.
Well, I mean, that's a year away.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I don't know if that's enough time.
Yeah.
I'm saying like.
You're gonna take that.
Historically,
Friday.
I'm taking
you're
Friday
taking
mornings
Friday.
To coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But it's doable. That I wouldn't mind doing it right away.
Yeah, just I mean like
what's your gym
test?
Do that?
Yeah.
They watch it at the gym and then everybody.
Spur.
Yeah.
Spur. They have like that day. They have two people that are facing off and just like crush it. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. And on that note. And it's kind of further down the list. So why don't we just keep moving?
Yeah.
So what did you learn about yourself? That's the number one thing we got to take away from this. What did you learn? Because you didn't learn anything. Hopefully you at least had fun. You take that away. But if you didn't have fun and you didn't learn anything, then it was just for nothing.
Just
right? You wasted $20.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned that I can actually push hard when I need to.
Don't wear wool socks either.
Do not wear wool socks.
Don't wear wool socks.
I'm surprised I didn't put that in.
Wool sock incident of 2018.
Yeah.
Never forget.
The higher skill mechons tend to be my strength, but I can't rely on those to like level all my scores. I need to have more capacity, more aerobic capacity, and more just engine, right? Push. And so pushing more, like I said, the one or two really hard days or really like try to push the envelope on a weekly basis, I think will help me. That's and being able to handle the monostructural, the rowing should be lights out for me. And I think it's a little bit of a mental go of mine, but also that's the aerobic capacity holding me back. So having at least one monostructural supplemental training session, whether it's single modality, meaning like I'm going to do repeats, like 300 repeats on the rower or something like that, or it's a mixed modality where it's row, power, or bike, power clean, toes bar. Remember that workout you and I did? It was that workout.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was the lowest speed ever recorded on a bike.
Yeah. You see me bike.
It was bad.
No, it was bad.
So, that's kind of
sure it's not.
That's kind of my train of thought here. You know, I can push, but I need to push more regularly, and I need to do some things that I know it's easy to want to go out and to do the sexier skill stuff at times, but sometimes there is just brute work that needs to be done, and I need to do that more regularly, especially in the summer, running, swimming, stuff like that.
To kind of piggyback on that, I feel similar. I feel like since I did used to compete at a high level, I've never really gotten back to pushing myself to that level. Like, but I have the same expectations, so I still have the same expectations that I should be the fittest in the room. Like, I should compete at that level, but I'm not actually putting myself there. I don't often get out of my comfort zone. Like, I know maybe when you see me training you think I am because I have this like stone cold face, but I haven't gone to that deep dark place that I used to go in swimming. And I think I mentally was fitter this year, so I feel like I'm ready to start pushing myself a little more. And I had so much fun at the competition that we all did.
Yeah.
So my friend signed us up for another competition, the Shatter Slam or whatever. I didn't choose to do it, but when she did it, I wasn't scared. I didn't back off. I didn't kick and scream like I have the past 6 years that I've been in CrossFit. I think what I've learned is that I'm mentally kind of getting back to being okay with competing and getting uncomfortable.
and hopefully enjoying it too.
I'm enjoying, yeah.
You're not just okay with it. You like it.
But many people have probably read my story, and I ended my swimming career on a really bad note, and I just feel like it's like haunted me ever since. So I think that has really held me back, and I think the open showed me that mentally I'm okay, and I'm ready to maybe push the envelope a little bit. We'll see.
Good.
So yeah, kind of all the same thing as Laura, like being competing at a high level in college athletics, I've always sort of had that expectation of I want to be the best, which is part of the reason why I love being at this gym, because I got all you people here to push me to try to be my best. So, but I think one of the things that I learned about myself is that I am more capable at like the gymnastics movements than I think I am. So I kind of made a joke. I was like, okay, have I just been like sandbagging like for the past?
I think so.
3 to 4 or does it take that little bit to like push me out of my comfort zone? Because I say this all the time, like I don't like being bad at things. I hate it. Like Brendan jokes all the time because he wants me to golf. I'm terrible at it. Like I'm so bad and I just don't want to do it because I'm bad at it. So the things that you call like the sexy skill work, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. Like give me the brute stuff. Give me like the running, the rowing, the lifting. Like I'll do that any day of the week. So yeah, just doing more of the things I'm bad at, which is something I've known that I need to do. That's definitely a weakness of mine. Yeah. So doing the guys that you guys deem sexy, the skill work, like, you know, that kind of stuff is what I need to do. So yeah.
I think as you see improvement in it though, it was gonna become more
rewarding.
It's gonna reward you. It'll earn that same, you know, standing in your head.
Yeah, and so I'm signing up for the same competition, but RX, and this will be like my first RX competition. So team competition, me, Michelle, and Andrew. So yeah. it's gonna be a push.
Is that 2 weekends, right?
Yeah, 21st.
Oh, that one, okay.
Yeah, 21st. I know, right?
Is that the one you're going to?
Yeah.
We're gonna. Once again, I didn't sign up. I don't have an
interest. She has no idea what's going on. No,
I just said I would be there.
Yeah, so that'd be fun because it's movements that I'm somewhat new at, but in competition form, so I think it'll be another good way to kind of.
Yeah, are you going to be, you have some things that you want to be doing over the next few weeks to like get yourself ready for that?
Yeah. So doing more skill work and more, I mean, luckily there's only really one movement that I can't do, and we tested the workout, and I don't think we're going to get there anyway.
Yeah.
So, the bar muscle. But yeah, it should be fine. I'm excited, especially being in like RX division, it'll give that little push. And, yeah.
What did we learn about ourselves?
Yeah. It's right there on the sheet.
Hey, girl. Sorry. Hi. Good morning. I could work harder on the endurance, power, output stuff.
Yeah.
My skills don't seem to go away. My strength doesn't really seem to go away. So if I'm gonna be limited in my time that I'm able to come here, I should be focusing on work capacity stuff.
Yeah.
Not necessarily back squats, which I love, or deadlifts, or
like, oh, start with that stuff, right? Like, I'm gonna start with the strength session.
Right. Like you said, yeah. But I should focus on.
Well, and
treat yourself.
Right. This isn't all about just coming to the gym and doing the stuff that you don't like doing, right? That's not what it's about. This should still be positive, but you can mix in.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about this, right? Is you can.
I don't think it's negative.
Put two things together: one that you really like and one that you hate, and it's a means of making one more palatable, right? Like. That's probably why CrossFit's so successful.
Yeah.
Like,
shit sandwich. Mm-hmm.
Do all the open workouts again.
I do want to do the first one over again.
Yeah, or do them all at once like Jason Kalipa.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Gotta love that guy's enthusiasm.
Yeah. Monster.
It's crazy that guy is not even competing and he's still at the capacity that he has.
Yeah.
And you know what? He just does emails. So that's a good way to get capacity. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Rich uses just he used to do emails too.
I mean, if my training days are going to be limited, my training when I'm here, I should be working on the things that I know that I need to work on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe sprinkle in some fast classes.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
In line with your stuff, Meredith, like, I enjoy doing all of the brute stuff, and then I don't spend our time on skills. But to make another point, I realize I need to train intelligently. Can't just show up and, as you called me out on the workout, fly by the seat of my pants for everything, because that is how I approach a lot of things. But if I just took a little bit of time to plan ahead, take a step back and be like, this is, you know, this is my goal for the day, this is my goal for the week, this is my goal for the month, here's how I'm gonna sprinkle in, like, I don't know, like 15 minute like bank deposits of skill work and so forth and so on, like that stuff adds up, and it's the most effective use of my time, as opposed to like, just mess around, do what this person's doing today, like throw this in here, and like that stuff is fun and that's all good, because I don't know, you end up doing stuff that you wouldn't have otherwise, but to have like those few things in mind that are always shaping, you know, the course of your training and you know, the path to your goal.
Yeah, I would say to add to that, give yourself, you know, some urgency or a deadline when it comes to something, you know, like I want to have this by then, or not just, I want to eventually get muscle ups, because they'll eventually never happen.
It's always the open of next year.
Yeah.
I got a whole year.
But you, when we did the competition in December, was it December or January? You signed up in December.
It was February.
I don't know when. What month is it now?
Where am I?
We signed up in December, and you really made a point of working on the stuff you knew you needed to work on, and it paid off. You know, your bar muscle ups, they didn't come as far for that competition, but by the open, like they were pretty lights out at that point. Like you got deep into that third workout because of that, right? And so you just had to have this external motivating deadline kind of looming to make you do that. But if you don't have the bandwidth to get that work in, you can have all the deadlines in the world and it's not gonna happen. So you gotta really think about the priority, and do you have the bandwidth and time to actually get that extra stuff in there? And if you don't, what can you pull out? Because whenever it's not a good idea to add on top of the pile, right? If you can take something off the pile, then put it in its place, that's like, what could you remove from the pile of things that are taking up your bandwidth to make room for the extra work, the extra goals that you want to set? Okay, so just don't keep adding. Right.
You don't know me.
But
I know how that goes, because you want to do it all. I know how your mind thinks. You want to be able to do it all, right? And that's a hard thing for you to grasp.
You don't know my life.
This is turning into a therapy session.
Yeah. She's gonna get deeper and deeper.
Yeah. All right, Leon.
So I learned that I actually was very excited. Like, I was chomping at the bit to do all these workouts. Like, every one of them, I'm like, yes, I want to do that workout so bad. Which is not something that I typically do, because I'm going to shock you all. I don't like working out. Like, I don't like it at all.
I don't believe it.
I know you don't believe that.
I don't believe it either.
But what I love is what happens on the other side of working out, right?
Yeah.
So that part I love, and I'll suffer for the reward. That's what I feel is really where I get my motivation from. But this one was just like, I wanted to be a part of the community. I wanted to throw down. I wanted to show my fellow coaches and athletes, like, listen, this is what we do for a year. Like, we can suffer together. Like, it's no different. And that's what I really, really noticed, that I missed this open the most. And what I am most excited about in the next open is to, like, be able to do that, like, with your family, right? It's like, we all suffer in the same room. I have just as much sweat out there as everybody else does, and I want to do it. I want to show it with everybody. So this thing's freaking annoying. So that was what I really took away from it. And for me to get there, I just got to keep myself healthy. I got to really pick up the mobility, and I really got to like set a plan more than just setting up how programming goes. But there's got to be a time in there to make sure that the body's being taken care of more than anything for me. Something that I've been really taking serious, but it took me to blow my knee out basically to get that figured out. But
yeah. It's a hard lesson to learn, but
yeah.
How do you
get that lesson out? Don't blow your knee out before you take mobility seriously.
Yeah, just
like to everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know of a rule of thumb, but should there be, okay, for every training session in a week, you know, you should be having.
Well, they say for every hour, you should have a half hour of.
Yeah.
So every hour of training, I should have a half hour of maintenance to it. So if I work out for 2 hours, I should be mobbing for an hour.
Yeah. Well, that could be, like, let's use an example of somebody coming into a class, right? Like, they come 10 minutes ahead of time and they start warming up. Like, that's what I consider that taking care of your body. You're doing extra to get ready.
Yeah.
So that could count. And then they stay maybe 10 minutes after and they do their couch stretching. or some crossover symmetry, there's another 10 minutes, that's 20. And then maybe they do 10 minutes before bed. Like, there's a half an hour that you just used to take care of your body, not just the hour that you trained.
Yeah.
Because by definition, the workouts and the training that we do is meant to break your body down, right? We do that because the body then goes back and rebuilds. So if you don't take care of it and give it the love that it needs to recover in the other 23 hours of the day, right? It doesn't have to be all 23 of those hours, but we have to be thinking about this stuff. And you give your body the opportunity to build itself back up. That's the whole point. It's not just I come in 5 days a week, I train. If you just break your body down 5 days out of the week and you don't facilitate that recovery, yeah, you'll probably be okay for a while, but eventually that's going to catch up with you.
Well, I think people forget that mobility, sleep, everything outside of your nutrition, water, it's all a part of your training.
Yeah.
When I work with athletes, we don't just focus on, oh, what'd you work out today? I honestly don't normally care what my athletes work out. I want to know what they're doing the rest of the hours. It's a part of the training. It's not an accessory to the training.
That's something that I recently learned too. I used to think like, oh, if I show up and just go real hard for 2 hours, like I'll be good. I can go home and eat whatever I want. Sleep is very minimal at certain points. Like, I didn't care about it, but as I've gotten older and started to realize, like, dude, like, you're not getting younger with this. You're gonna start to get your body a little bit more. Quality of food, sleep. I actually even record. That's the only reason I have this thing is for sleep. I don't even care what else it does. I just want to know my sleep.
Yeah.
My quality of sleep.
It helps.
That's the biggest thing that I've actually could change. The biggest thing, two biggest things are the quality of food and my sleep. Those are the two biggest things that I think I put into action as of recently and have had the biggest bang for the buck. Like, I feel better training. I feel better overall too. Also, to kind of cycle back to as far as like everybody like across the board all kind of saying the same thing. I think following a similar program for everybody is a good idea. Like, I think everyone's been on comp training for the most part recently, and I think that staying on something like that's similar to everybody, and like maybe that's where we step in and be like, hey, Laura, I think this is a more important piece for you today. Let's really hammer this one in. Like, and if we have extra time, let's get the other stuff in. Meredith, this one. Karen, this one.
Yeah.
Laura, hey, nice to see you. Let's get you going on something. So, that's what I think would be a good benefit for everybody, right? And then we're all on the same page. It's like, okay, we can see each other get better too. So,
The contrarian element of it is nice because it for me, it's I've never liked programming for myself.
It's hard.
So we with you know kind of us having a say in what the main program is, I find that hard for us. So at least for us to have something that's coming from a higher level, it creates more, I think, legitimacy. It's really not a good idea to write your own programming. Because you'll
be biased.
You will tend to be biased, right? You will tailor to your strengths and tend to avoid things you don't want to do, right? It's true. It's totally true.
And vice versa too. What I realized with myself is that I'm like, I'm not going to do that because I've been programming for myself, and now I'm just doing all things that I'm really shitty at, but nothing that is getting work on me. I haven't touched a barbell in forever, which is also going to hurt me in the long run too. So. I think you're right, having somebody else kind of dictate where you're going.
And you can periodize it, right? Like, if you got some things that you want to be able to do at the Open next year, you don't have to start them all right now, right?
You shouldn't start them all right now, right?
Generally, this time of year is an opportunity to focus on building your strength up, right? And some of the longer lead skills that are going to take, you know, longer, more foundational work, right? Like, if you want to get a muscle up in the Open next year, like, you should be working on having a money hollow body position and Superman position. So if you can't hold a hollow position for 2 minutes or do like 20 or 30 hollow rocks on the ground, like, you can try muscle ups, the act of a muscle up, all you want, and you may eventually get it, but now's the time to focus on the foundational work and then progress it into the more nuanced skill work that will get you that muscle up in the fall. Because if you can get it by the fall, then you can start to use it in workouts, right? And get used to it under duress. And then the Open comes around, you got some experience with it. Case in point, my butterfly chest to bar on 18.5. That was the first time I ever used it in a high output Metcon like that, and I wasn't ready for it. One, because of the socks.
But
I just, I had only done my chest to bar butterfly in pretty much in EMOMs, and I didn't really have what it took to use it in the conditioning environment. So you have to look at, is it just putting a check in the box and hitting that muscle up, or handstand push up, or pull up, right? Is it just being able to do it, or is it being able to actually be proficient and use it in a workout?
Right.
What is your goal? And how are you gonna, what's your plan to get there over the course of the year?
Yeah, so by the end of the year, being able to do those things, or by the fall, being able to do those things.
Yeah.
That you want to do, and then build on it. And then
generally, because by the time January hits, that's when we start to see the strength stuff pull back significantly, and the workouts tend to resemble open leg workouts, right? Yeah. So you want to have it before then, so you can start to utilize it then and get some experience with it in underdress.
I think that's a good tidbit to take away, because that. We all, and I do this too. By the open next year, I want to be able to walk on my hands.
Yeah.
Well, no, by November, I want to be able to walk on my hands, so that in a workout, it becomes.
I mean, handstand walks has to be goal for everybody now too, because that's in the open, right? Like, granted, it's meant to be like an unlocked achievement. Like, if you can't do Diane RX in under 8 minutes or whatever, you're not going to get to handstand walks, so you don't have to have it. But it's essentially fair game now,
yeah.
Right? And it's a doable skill.
Yeah.
It's a doable skill, but it takes a lot of work and practice to get there. And there are some kind of things that you want to check along the way, right? Before you get to that, to kind of say, oh, yeah, I should be working on handstand walks now. I can do X number of strict handstand push-ups. I can hold a handstand for, a solid minute or more. I can do, shoulder touches and elbow touches. To my heart's content, like those types of things. And that's where I think down the road here, coming into the next programming cycle, based on how the voting kind of falls out, right? We can help the athletes goal plan a little bit more by saying, okay, well, if this is your goal, we want you to work on X, Y, and Z. And until you can do so many of X, Y, and Z, different modifications, different scaling options, we don't really want to have our sights set on that next level until we can do these things, right? Like putting the priorities in order to hit them, right? That's something that I think would benefit all of us to go through that exercise, right? Because we can do it off the cuff, but actually, putting some stuff down on paper and getting it in front of people and seeing where the athletes' heads are at in almost like a round table type discussion with the athletes, an open forum, I think would help.
Well, I think it'll show people too that it's okay to take a step back, because I know in my training, I've done the open 6 years now too, and there's been times where I'm like, oh, I should have this, I should have that, I should have this, but I wasn't putting in the time of strict pull-ups or strict handstand push-ups, so my expectations were unrealistic because I wasn't doing some of the, I guess, sexy but non-sexy work.
But you let that idea of not having that frustrate and bother you.
Totally.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, okay, I should hit squat once a week and I should do strict handstand pushups.
Yeah.
And I think, we forget to tell our members sometimes that like, it's okay to scale back. It's okay to squat onto a ball. It's okay to do ring rows. I mean, ring rows crush me in workouts. I don't know about you guys, but if you do them parallel, like they'll crush me. So I think it's okay to take a step back. It's okay to not hit the RX button. As long as you're putting in the work now, the expectations will eventually come.
Absolutely. And I think it's the bigger picture here is that our program is a general fitness program, GPP, right? General physical preparedness. And that's going to get you all around fitter. But if you have specific task-oriented goals that you want to be able to hit sooner than later, we got to do a little bit of extra work on an individualized basis to get you there. And that's where we got to kind of open up the channels for that discussion to occur. So in the coming weeks, that's what we're going to do. We're going to get everybody in the same room who wants to talk about goals and offer up some ideas, some suggestions on how they can individualize some of their work extracurricular work before and after workouts to move the needle faster on those things that they want to do. So we gotta cut it there because we're already over. We didn't even come close to hitting the whole list. But it was just food for thought. The list is food for thought. So we'll end it there. But did you guys think about the MVPs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We didn't get to compare. That's the only problem. We may have similar MVPs. So if they overlap, that's okay. I have a couple in mind for mine. So I'm gonna start with you and pick somebody that doesn't get picked.
Okay. So you want to hear my choices? Is that what's up?
No, just I want you to pick your MVP.
Who I think. I have two choices. So can I name them both? Or do you want me to just pick one out of the two?
Pick one. And we can we can
almost drop it, but I
just we can shout out to that person afterwards.
Okay.
So pick the MVP, we'll go around and then we'll shout out. Do you have other people you want to shout out to?
Okay, so I'll put out the one who did the open. Jay Fruit. That dude put in some time, man. Yeah. That dude was double day.
He puts us all to shame.
He does. I think he's the most trained athlete in this gym. Yeah. I have no doubts about that.
It's showing too.
Yeah, it really is. Not just in his weight, but the way he's moving. Like, he's always been a great mover with a barbell, but man, his gymnastics are getting so much better.
Yeah.
So, way to kill it, Jay, if you're watching. Keep it up. And I just think that he's got so much down the pipe that he's going to be, like, next year he's going to kill it, dude. I think I have all the faith in the world that he's going to kill it.
Yeah.
And that was a tough one to pick because there's so many people that put in that extra work in too. So I don't want to leave anybody out, but Jay is the one who stood out for me the most out of everybody. So that's definitely my MVP choice for sure.
Excellent.
I don't think I deserve a vote because I was working every Friday and was not here for anything.
You can just shout out to
I do want to shout out to Bijo for hitting a 180 clean.
Maybe she should sign up for you.
Well deserved.
I'm dead.
She's afraid. Yeah, she's just afraid.
She's strong.
What should you say, Ellie?
Yeah.
She's definitely afraid.
Yeah.
I pick this person often for a lot of things. They're just a really impressive person overall to me, but Colleen. And really, this is only based on the first. This is only based on the first workout because she was able to do the toes to bar in that workout. I had worked with her on toes to bar, like, we had been working on it in the EMOMs or whatever. For like the last 4 weeks leading up to the open, she finally was starting to get them and to put two together. And then I saw her progress into doing a workout RX in the open, her first open RX workout this year. So that was just a really cool thing. And she did it at like 5:30 when everyone else was doing the regular class. She like came in and did the extra work to do it. And she was just super pumped. So.
And that's huge because you can get somebody that's close and like able to flirt with that movement, but once you get that, that's really the power of the open right there.
Yeah.
When you're right on the cusp of getting a movement,
yeah.
That external motivation, that energy.
Like she was doing them to the dirty south bars.
Up until the
open. I don't know if she tried it like once or twice.
I think it was like here and there.
But she did it. She put it together and I think that was awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm going to say just from like when I was working out and then who people that I was around the most, I'll say Brian Yobin just because I know like one of the workouts he wasn't happy with his performance, then he redid it, and then I know like he was really happy, like and really like proud of himself like the last workout, I think. So just not letting necessarily like one workout kind of determine his outlook for the rest of the open.
Yeah.
And you can tell him, and he comes to the gym and he works hard. And I mean, we all pick on him and you know goof around with him, but
it's Brian.
Yeah, it's Brian. But you know, he works hard, and it's nice to see that show.
Yeah.
Mental win for him this year.
Definitely.
His redo was like a whole other of 18-2 was like totally.
And I think that was important. Yeah. We're not huge on the redo idea. It can be valuable for certain people, and I think this is a good case where. He saw opportunity in those workouts the first time around, like, where he was just like, I think it was 18.2 with the dumbbells, like where he just wasn't picking up the dumbbell because he was tired. And in that workout, it's not about it's really about the mental fortitude of picking up the dumbbell, because it hurts whether you pick it up or not. It does.
Yeah,
it doesn't change. It just lengthens how long you're hurting.
Yeah. That's like, 'cause that's one of the ones that I redid, and I shaved like 40 seconds off my time. Like, and that's one of the two. Like, I had squats and burpees. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm 5'10". Like, that's not like not an easy thing for me, but I just like shut the brain off and just was like, move and pick up the dumbbell. Like, 'cause it's gonna suck either way.
I think that that should be a good example to Brian himself and to other people that like, are you actually working hard in the workout, or are you just a part of the workout, right?
Yeah. Or if you can just figure out, am I working hard, or do I have another level that's really me working hard? This feels hard, but I have a whole nother level of hard that I could be going at.
Yeah.
And I think that really clicked for him in a lot of workouts.
You can dial down any workout and not push to the max, and it's still a good workout.
Yeah.
But like, are you asking more of yourself? And some days that's good, some days not.
Yeah.
Right? Like some days you have to dial it down and just move through because you're not, you didn't get enough sleep last night, or you know,
you're banged up a little bit.
Your diet hasn't been on point, whatever. But that's a really good like practical example of the difference between working, exercising, and actually like pushing
training.
Yourself to
training.
Train,
yeah.
Right? And training. Yeah. Cool. Now what are you gonna do?
No, I actually both Yovians picked because they both hit RX this year, and it was that 18.2 that was a turning point for me with them, was just the mental aspect. I heard both of them say I can't, and I talked to them and I was like, I understand where you are. I use the word can't all the time, I use negative, and the second I do is the second that I fail and that I don't do well. And they both were like, I didn't even realize I said it.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge turning point. They both stopped using negativity to fuel them, so I thought that was good. But I just thought of another one. Meredith took mine. Would be Patty O'Bullahan.
He hit everything RX. He was so proud of himself.
And I've called him out many times for sandbagging because I know what he's capable of. It's not to be mean. It's just because I see the potential in him.
And his training habits have supported that.
Yeah.
It's not like he just decided to do everything RX.
No.
Like he's been working hard leading up to it.
And his a mental struggle too. So I think he sees his brothers doing everything, and so he gets in his head like, I can't do that. But I think after this Open, he realizes that he can do a lot of it. So I think
Bobby in one of the workouts, I think, too. I remember him saying that he like was either close
he's
or
he close.
Beat him in one of them.
He's getting close,
yeah.
And I think that's going to scare the heck out of Bobby. I don't think Patrick would he thought that he had that. But I have to say, he hit everything RX, and I think he
did
really great. And he mentally was good through it all, too.
Yeah.
And he puts in a lot of work, like, because he works such off hours, and then he'll be here.
Yeah.
Even though he's like exhausted, and he
shows.
I've called him a groupie. He's a groupie now. He's a CrossFit groupie now.
He definitely is, because I see him just sitting in the corner sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you're patting him around. He's just supporting chest, like.
Yeah, like he
lifts.
Judged me one day, and I was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm just studying." And I was like,
"Well,
can you judge me?" Like,
yeah, he feels comfortable to be here.
Yeah,
that, you know,
yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah, it's good for him.
Pat.
There are a lot of people, right? Like, just because we're calling people out and shouting out to people today doesn't mean that there weren't a lot of other awesome things that went down. I'm gonna call out the Youngs, to double MVP, Ron and Carla, because they're as new as anybody else. They've been here, what, 6 months to 8 months, maybe? I apologize if it's
long.
And they have really just dove into this hook, line, and sinker, and not just with the fitness element of it, but with the Open. Like, they were both super into it, super curious, attentive, coachable, like everything we look for in an athlete, and they're reaping the rewards because of it, both of them. Both Carla and Ron, I think, hit their first pull-ups the day of the muscle-up. Was it the muscle-up workout?
Yeah, where the scale
was
Yeah.
Like the 18-3 or 4? Yeah, 3. So that was huge. Just their overall drive, like not just them showing up, because showing up is the first part, but like showing up and working hard is the second part. When they're working out, they're in the zone, and they are trying their absolute hardest, not just to push hard, but to do it well. And to understand it, asking questions, looking for that deeper understanding. That's all like gold star in my opinion, you know. So that was my pick, dual pick. Did you want to shout out to your other?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to someone who actually didn't sign up for the Open, but I know she will next year. Mary Vardon, she's like super stoked.
She did all of them.
She did all of them. And she came up to me after the last one. She's like, I'm just not getting it. You have what it takes, and she realized that she has what it takes now. So that was pretty.
And this is not just a 20-somethings game. Like, it's for everybody because of the way they've divided up the Masters brackets and the scaling options and the teens and like all that stuff makes it doable for everybody.
Can I check one?
Yeah. We can do just roundabout shout-outs here if you want.
Jeremy
Dubay.
I was just talking to him the other day. Last year he came in for the Open. In the Open last year.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to him lately, and he has said it was a completely different world for him this year if he had so much fun. And also, the two workouts that you could finish in the under time cap, he did.
Yeah.
And every time I would randomly like see him just like on the floor, and I'm like, oh no, he's hurt or whatever. And it was just because he had finished the workout.
Yeah.
Like, it was so awesome.
Yeah.
He was like, just done.
Yeah, he just gets overall team player award.
Yeah.
Spirit of the Open
Award.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody else? I mean, there are.
Everybody. Yeah.
Everybody did an awesome job.
Yeah.
We're super proud as coaches of all members. And if you did, whether you did it or not, and if you didn't do it and you didn't see all the, you know, the positive and the awesomeness that comes out of it, like, we probably need to open your eyes to it a little bit in the coming years, and it really is a powerful thing for everybody if you give it that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Thank you guys for contributing. Thank you if you're still watching for joining us, and we'll try to do something like this more often if you guys like it, and maybe around the topic of the next programming cycle.
Two questions.
Yes.
No, I mean.
Oh, I thought you were asking me two questions.
No more questions.
And
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.